Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, William, I'm so sorry about earlier. It's Samantha, by the way, from Penguins. I just wanted to make sure that we can hear each other properly, so I apologize. Go ahead. You were telling me that the book is a compilation of short stories, so I believe you're working on the short stories currently, or compiling them together?
Correct, yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
And how long do you think it's going to take for you to send us the manuscript? And a rough estimate.
Well, I'll tell you. Yes, I want to write. I'm writing with a short story now, which will literally be done in the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
I could write more short stories to put into it. This is a young man traveling around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Based on my experiences some years ago, and I have ideas for more stories I would like to write.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, I tell myself, well, at some point you've got to quit, and at some point you've just got to go ahead and submit the manuscript.
Right.
I suppose that's what I should do now. Go ahead. There's, I don't know, 10 or a dozen short stories in there, probably up to a couple, 200 pages or so,
mm-hmm.
typewritten pages. If you recommend, I would just go ahead and submit this thing in sometime next week. Or
okay.
Do you recommend that I write yet another short story before I submit it, and that'll take me another week or two to do that?
Well, see, William, I am okay with both options. But the reason why
okay.
I would prefer the latter one, it's because the first thing that you'll be getting will be a complete detailed evaluation report on the manuscript. So for that particular reason, the last short story has to be in there, right, in order to be evaluated.
Okay.
In the bigger picture.
So you said
you needed some time. In order to complete the last short story. So do you think by, let's say, first or second week of February, will you be done with that last short story?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
I've had a touch of COVID or something, and I haven't been very productive during since Christmas. But I'm feeling much better now. And, in fact, I'm sitting here right now writing, the next short story. It should be done today or Monday. And then is the question, do I submit you the dozen or so short stories right away, or should I take the time another week or more to write yet one more short story to put it? They're all on the same theme. Young man traveling around the world.
Take your time, send us the complete manuscript. Once you're done with the last short story, you can send it to my email address. You already have that, but I'm just going to say it
yes.
One more time. That's samantha.hayes@penguinbookwriters. So you...
Yeah, hold on.
Done,
Samantha dot... Samantha dot what? Hold on.
Hayes. Let me spell
Samantha
that out.
Samantha...
Dot...
dot
A,
yes.
H as in Harry, A as in
Alpha,
Y as in Yankee, E as in Echo, S as in Sierra.
HAYES.
That is correct.
Okay. So at where? Penguin.
At penguinbookwriters.com.
Okay, I have written this down several times. I'm writing it down again.
Right. That is completely fine. So, William, you take your time and you get back to me. Just in case if you need anything else in the middle, you know where to reach me at. I am available here anytime to help you out. One more thing. I'm sorry to hear that you've been affected by COVID. I hope you recover soon and you take good care of yourself, okay?
Okay, thank you for your good wishes. And last Monday, 4 days ago, I was again pretty sick. It kind of comes and goes. So it does delay me, obviously, more than I want. But
mm-hmm.
at your suggestion, I will write yet one more. I'm finishing one today or Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I will write one more short story that fits into the collection. And then
mm-hmm.
I'll submit it to you at that time.
Yeah. And I will update this in the system so nobody else is bothering you, okay? I just wanted to make sure that
now,
we are on the same page.
Yeah. Now, another thing, I have slides that I took many years ago, color slides, you know, the old Kodachrome slides, and I have to go through, I've got probably 1,000 slides, but I could go through them in a couple of days and pick out slides, pick out pictures, photos that would be relevant to the book. Should I take the time to do that?
Okay.
I would like to do
that. Yeah, for the photos, you're going to have all the time you need. Let me explain to you the process. Once you submit the complete manuscript, we will do an evaluation on the content of the book. The photos and the layout and the formatting, all of that will come at the end once we have finalized the manuscript after the editing process.
I see.
Okay? So you have all the time you need for the pictures. The only thing that we need in the beginning is the manuscript, the complete manuscript in terms of the content. So that's the reason I'm saying that the last of the stories need to be there before we can do a full eval on the entire book. So that's pretty much it. Well, you know, once you submit the manuscript to us after the last two short stories have been added, we'll start working on the editing process. Meantime, you can take your time to, you know, get the pictures aligned and send them all to me. So you'll have like 2 to 3 months in between to do that, because the editing process will take roughly that much amount of time.
Okay. 2 or 3 months for the editing process.
Yes. Is there a rush?
Uh-huh.
Do you have like a deadline or a timeline?
No. No, no. I'm retired from my teaching job. I was a professor for 33 years.
Right.
But I'm retired from my teaching job, and so I've got, you know, lots of time, basically.
Okay.
At your suggestion, I will finish the story I'm working on. I'm sitting here literally working on it right now. And then I have one more story to write. I'm not a fast writer. It'll take me probably a week and a half, 2 weeks to write the next story, but it fits right in.
Of course.
And I will finish that story, and then I'll submit the manuscript.
Yes, there's no rush.
Okay.
You take your
All
time,
right.
But just update me. If you need any additional time, just drop me an email telling me that, you know what, Samantha, I need an additional week. I don't want you to pressurize yourself, okay? Just let me know how things are going. I just want us to be connected so the team know exactly what's happening with the manuscript and how long they have to wait until they start the work.
Okay.
That's all.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's very helpful. That gives me the time that I need, and I appreciate your flexibility. And I will get to the next and last short story. I'll be working on it next week, and I will communicate with you at some point in the process.
Absolutely.
And then I'll start going through my slides. And I'll start going through my slides, which are old. But I think I can probably get a couple of interesting photographs that could fit into the book.
Of course. Photographs are really important, William. It gives the readers a sense of belonging, a sense of connectivity. You know, visuals work like magic. So you work on that. And, again, no rush. I wish you all the luck with the next two short stories of the book.
All right. Samantha,
all right.
Thank you for your phone call.
No worries.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You enjoy your weekend, okay?
And thank you. Thank you. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, right. Goodbye. Right.